This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Huckenberry. We go to Atlanta now to talk with William Boone, political science professor at Clark Atlanta University and friend of The Takeaway. Dr. Boone, it's nice to hear from you again.
Good to be with you.
I wanted to get a snapshot of that mayoral race in Atlanta, where Atlanta Councilwoman Mary Norwood could become the city's first white mayor. There's basically a runoff election now. She's going to face off against Black State Senator Kasim Reed, and the runoff will be held next month. What is the state of racial politics at the mayoral level in Atlanta? And this is a city where Mayor Jackson became the first big Black mayor of a southern city, you know, a generation ago.
Yeah, that's correct. The vote broke around the same way we thought it would, in terms that the north side of town, which is primarily white, went heavily for Ms. Norwood, and the other three Black candidates sort of split the Black vote. But Norwood cut very deeply into the Black side of town, into the Black vote as well. So the candidates sort of split that with Norwood coming out fairly well.
As you've described, this is really a turning point for racial politics in Atlanta, in the sense that either Blacks have to make a choice, either to vote in a block and basically maintain their strength in numbers, or allow perhaps more diversity among Black candidates looking for a citywide office. That's a tough call.
Yeah, but I think that's going to happen, because remember now, the demographics in Atlanta are changing rapidly. And Norwood is able to cobble together a fairly diverse coalition, Black, white, all across the city. And, of course, she's been on the campaign trail for about 80 years now and was able to put that together rather successfully. So we're going to have to see something very different happen in Atlanta.
Now, do you support in Atlanta African-American voters basically rallying behind a single candidate to preserve those strength in numbers, or do you think that this changing demographic is ultimately good for the city?
Well, I think actually how that should be addressed is the fact that the Black citizens of Atlanta have always voted for the candidate they thought was in their best interest. I could refer you to the fact that Black voters have always voted for white candidates. That has not been necessarily the case with white voters for Black candidates.
Right. Hey, do you think this runoff is going to be as divisive as, say, the old Chicago races, where Harold Washington faced a white candidate in a Republican who would normally have no chance in the city of Chicago?
No, I cannot see either of those candidates doing that, or becoming to that particular extent. I mean, some of their surrogates may come out and speak in that way, but I doubt very seriously if either Reed or Norwood would do that. I think it's going to break along the lines of Reed accusing Norwood of being a Republican and that he's a true Democrat, although this is a nonpartisan race.
All right, finally, if Mary Norwood does become the city's first white mayor in a generation, is that a victory for racial politics in the city of Atlanta, or a defeat in some sense for an old line constituency?
I think actually, yes, consider that the fact that what you have here is a change probably in terms of the coalitions that will probably be forming in Atlanta, and it's probably more reflective of a changed demographic. But remember that some of the, I suppose, old line folk are with Norwood.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting. You know, I can talk city politics forever. I'm an old Chicago political reporter from way, way back. William Boone, political science professor at Clark Atlanta University. Thanks, as always, to be with us.
Thank you. Take care.